Friday, August 27th, Lyndon's 57th birthday, was oddly divided between a quiet morning, I actually lay in bed and did some recording, and hours of riding the knife edge of tension. Sometime during the morning, I got a call from Lyndon, a hesitant, uncertain sort of call. What would I think if he didn't come at all? Things were in turmoil. The steel strike was pressing on him. I quickly marshaled my thoughts and said, if he didn't, I would go through with the park presentation, rush it up if possible, and then catch the quickest commercial or anything back to Washington to be with him, even if it was midnight of his birthday. He said, all right, he let me know. And then a series of calls, one from Liz she'd tried to see, the Time Life people. Lennon and Hardy were on their way. They were already en route, no chance to postpone their arrival. And a call from Bill Moyers, which was disturbing. He said something had happened that he wouldn't go into. It was all his fault. It had upset the president. It may have hurt their relations.